Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 4 o'clock, we'll get a little football today. We've talked a lot about Tarek Skubal. He was on Pardon My Take. There was a contract thrown out by Big Cat, and Skubal's like, yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? Call it 10 at 400. And if you could sign him today, here, you could sign him before the game starts tonight. You run the Tigers. You get a call from Boris. What do you want to do? It's different saying pay him whatever he wants, and then you hear what whatever he wants is. The other thing was articles are everywhere, including the Detroit News today, for trade targets. This show's favorite trade target was on there, Bo Bichette. Yes, the Blue Jays have played better ball lately, but he does not have a contract. And I also think it's a little bit of a mirage. So work with it. That in the next 7 weeks, there'll be a 500 dawdling team and you can make a move for Bo Bichette, who could play short. And there is a growing sentiment, at least when you start doing some reading, some teams would consider him at third. Well, wouldn't that really help this team? You could absolutely platoon it short. And you absolutely could play this man at third.
The unpredictability.
But it's a serious move. And I do think the fact he is an expiring player lowers the return, which makes it even better. Because then I can pay through the nose for high leverage relievers.
And he's a guy in the contract year, as you pointed out, that he's going to go out there and try to do everything he can to get paid next season. Now, it may not be you doing the paying, but you'll benefit from him going out there trying to impress the baseball world.
Here's a fun note. Or hear me out. He comes here. He enjoys playing here.
Don't do it.
He loves the clubhouse.
Don't do it to yourself.
You win a World Series.
Oh, you're going to
do it.
And
you keep him.
I can't. Okay, there it is.
Oh, my Lanta. Like, there's no bad outcome.
There isn't, but let's just baby steps.
Let's go to Kevin, 97.1, and I'm sorry for exciting you. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I would love to get Bo Bichette. I think that would be a great move. You don't have to pay him next year. I wouldn't pay him next year, personally. But you know what? This year, that would be terrific. He'll be motivated. That would be terrific. He'll probably have a 300 season or close to it or whatever. Hit 30, and be what he was a couple of years ago because he wants to make the money. But I kind of wanted to vent for a second, if I may. Am I okay?
Absolutely.
Term. We got to do something about the term. You know what I mean? It's like these contracts are crazy. Like 10 years. I tell you what, I want you to pay my grandchildren's grandchildren for me to play. It's just wrong. I mean, back in the 50s, and I know, old man or whatever, they played one-year deals, and that's wrong too. But at the same time, you're getting saddled with these terrible deals. The first half of it is what the guy's worth, maybe. But the last half of it, he's not going to be worth it. And so I say offer Skubal 5 years, 220. Of course, they'll hold their nose to that like it's not fair or something. It is generational money every year it's generational money. It's like winning. Think about $40 million in your pocket. Hey, you guys got the best show in the city, so you're probably close, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, you got it. Oh yeah.
Well, no,
Kevin, I hear what you're saying, but yeah. Bottom line is this: we are victims of the CBA that the sport has negotiated. Mm-hmm. That is the bottom line in all of it. Okay, I can't change it.
Which is why you think the lockout is imminent.
I think. Forget about me. Let's say I don't know nothing.
You do, Mike.
I don't know nothing
just
about
get
nothing.
Past that, but you
but
think
every
it's really...
baseball writer, every baseball savant, it's kind of just assumed there's a lockout after next year. So what will get accomplished? I don't think much of anything. But do I think it's kind of ridiculous that Juan Soto signed a 15-year deal? Of course I do. Look, in that sense, the NBA has at least got it right. There's a limit to what you can sign term-wise.
Right, but you just need to be a tax accountant to figure it out.
Also true. The NBA people don't even attempt to understand the NBA CBA. Between the tax aprons and the trade rules.
You paid him $1 too much. Now you went from under the cap to in the second apron.
Right. And again, if we get to, here, I'll go to Matt. We don't need to belabor it. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Mikey?
Good, Matt. What's up?
I think 2 weeks ago, the Bobichet thing was a good float around, but the Jays are on a heater right now.
They are.
And I don't see them ditching them for whatever.
No, if they keep playing this way, they wouldn't. Matt, I guess part of it is I just don't believe this is who they are, and that by late July it'll even out, and they got to make an organizational decision. But you're right. Here today, no, I think they moved to what, 37-30? Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that for 5 or 6 years. They always float around 500, so they are on a heater right now. So maybe if they come back down to earth.
That's what it's predicated on. I'm clear about that.
I'm certainly a second Tigers fan, just from having to listen to you guys all the time. So I'm a Jays fan, but I'm geographically bound to follow you guys. So it's too bad Jackson Jobe got hurt, and that's really all I got to say. I'll hang up. No problem.
You got it. And listen, the Jobe thing, here, we could take 1 minute. Obviously, you never want to see it happen. I'm going to try to make lemons out of lemonade. If it was going to happen, let it happen now.
Yeah.
Don't let the kid be at the height of his powers, be a Cy Young guy, you're in a World Series window, and then what? Then he's gone for 2 years?
Still young enough to bounce back. Not to say he'll be, it'll be Scooble-like, but at least he's gotten it out of the way.
Yeah.
And now you hope that you never see it
According
again.
To David, he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, get ready to see him August 1st.
Is Jackson Jobe going to be your new Tank Dell medical diagnosis?
Not even close. Not at all. Nope.
Try 2 years, David. Because next year, even if he was back up for September, it would be, what, 10 innings? The reality is, even the year after, the year after, you're not going to ask this kid to pitch 180 innings. So it's really going to be 2027 before you would be 28.
So it's where we are with, like, Mize.
Yeah. It just is, man. And look, here's the thing that sucks. They did everything right with Jobe.
Mm-hmm.
They treated him with kid gloves. They did everything right, and it still happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to wonder, and I know this might be like tinfoil stuff. I'm starting to wonder if there's any rhyme or reason to anything any organization's doing with young pitchers. They all throw so damn hard, and they're all throwing sliders like crazy. I wonder if it even matters if you treat them with kid gloves.
No.
They're all blowing out left and right.
No, I think that's where you see the pitch count. You're trying to mitigate the circumstances, but... yeah, it's going to happen, it seems like.
248-539-9797. We'll get a football today. Next, 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.